D'après Asamalaf. Amar Rabbiya bar Ami Mishmei de Ulala. Amar Yehuda, Amar Behuna bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Menachem, Amar Rabbi Ami. My Dechsev Ozvi Hashem Yichlu. What's Pshat in this pasuk? This we had a chance to think about a little bit yesterday. What he's concerned about in this pasuk is how can it be that one is Ozev Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not escapable. So the answer is being Ozev Torah. Zeh Menyech Sefer Torah V'yotze. That's the one way that one can approximate Azivas Hashem. And the pasuk says a very severe punishment for one who is Ozev Hashem that way. Rabbi Abba not been Gavra L'Gavra. Rabbi Abba was Mekel to leave in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah if it wasn't while the Kori was laning, but rather ben gavra l'gavra. And Rapapa had a shayla, Amvara, Papa ben psukim l'psukim mahu. How about between psukim? So yesterday we mentioned that Rabbi Menoach says that ben psuk l'psukim doesn't just mean when the guy takes a breath, it means in a place where you're still doing targum, which he said he's in his community still the practice of being the targum on Shemini Atzeres and on Achron Shal Pesach. So Bizman Talmud, this was a common practice. So during the Targum, can you leave then as well? No one's laying from the Torah, but they are saying the Targum is not quite the same as Ben Gavra L'Gavra Teku. And then the Gemara says the line that draws our attention here the most. Rav Sheshes Mahadra Ape Vigars. Rav Sheshes would turn away, he wouldn't leave, but he would turn his face away and start learning Torah Shu'al Peh. Amar Anam Bididam Ve'inhu Bididu. We do our thing, and they do theirs. So the Baal Batim, they're going to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah, they listen to Tarshu B'Chsav, and I, meanwhile, I'm involved in Girsa, I'm involved in Tarshu Alpeh. So as we began to say yesterday, the questions that leap to mind when you just read that Gemara are two. That one, the guiding question is what happened to Laning? Sheshes is Mahadra Apeh, it's very nice, you're turning away, but you're not listening to Laning. So what happened to be Yosef the Laning? And then the second question is, why is he being Machzer Panav? But now let's start to say, yesterday we just were talking things out in terms of the Gemara. Let's take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos is going to ask what seems like a technical question, a seer from Gemara and Sota, which hopefully will bring us back to answering these fundamental questions in the Gemara. Let's take a look, and as we go through the Terutzim, what we're trying to do is as follows, just to chart things out. We're going to try first just to get the answers on the board, in order of the way they appear in Tosis, and then we'll try to process them a little bit together. You guys ready to work on doing Seder? We'll try to do it together. Take a look in Tosis first here, and then in Sota. If you don't have a Gemara in Sota, you have to figure out who you're going to look on with. But let's start with the Tosis and Brachas. Rishesh Mahadar Api Vigaris. Rishesh Mahadar Api Vigaris, Tosis and Avchas and Brachas. In Toma, Ramir Besota, Mai Dechsevu Chifisko Amdu Kala'am. Here the Gemara says he turned his face away, he wasn't impolite, but the Gemara in Sota says you can't speak, even in learning, once the Sefer Torah is open. So how is Rosh Hashanah learning once the Sefer Torah is open? The Gemara in Sota has such an Isser. How is Rosh Hashanah here contravening that Isser? The Eish Lo Materitz number one, Hasam Ayri B'Kol Rav, Kedesh Lo Yivatlu Kol Kriyas HaTorah. Over there, it's Bekal Rav. Over here, it's Benachas. The Torah number one is, here is a low voice, and he explains if you're gonna sit there, be Maver Sedra out loud. Maver Sedra is a bad example. The guy's gonna sit there and he's learning Gemara out loud with a niggun with his thumbs in the middle of laning, so it's gonna disrupt the laning. But so that's what the Gemara and Sota said, Lasaper, to schmooze in learning with someone else, even perhaps by yourself, but out loud, Bekol, that's the problem. Rav Sheshes was saying it quietly, he wasn't the Mavatl the Kriyas HaTorah, he wasn't disrupting the Kriyas HaTorah. The Haidu Kamahadra Pei, and why is he turning his face around? What's this Mahadra Pei? It says, Rebusa Mashma, Afal Gazim, even though he's Mahadra Pei, Mirakimaniyach Sefer Torah, it seems like he's abandoned the Sefer Torah, which is what the Gemara was just talking about. The girl just said, you know how to walk out in the middle of laning. It's Azivas Hashem.
So the reason why this Gemara appears here, says the first Tanya from Tosfos.
Thank you very much.
The reason why the Gemara appears here is that this is not considered as Zivas Hashem. Turning around is not. Even though it's a Ke'ilu walking, it's not the same as walking up.
So why do you turn?
Why did he turn around? Because he wanted to pay attention. You're gonna be able to focus more on the Mishnayos if he looks away, closes his eyes and thinks, as opposed to watching all the people in shul who are listening to the lightning. So he turned around for his own reasons. We're saying even though he turned around, it's still not a violation of Kavod Sefer Torah. It's teretz number one. Teretz number two, Rav Alfas Kasav. Here, that's what Tosa says. Why he turned around? Kadesh Shechavin Girsasa. So he can focus on his learning. Rav Alfas Kasav. In the name of the Halachas Gedolos, in the name of the Bahad, that what dafka sheyesh shal masara achrini az yachalumot. You do this only when there are 10 other people. Aval ein shal masara ki im imo lo. You can't do this. Rav Sheshes was mekel because there was a minion. This sounds like if you assume one could be tosses otherwise. But if you take it with the way it sounds, this is the riff, Hashem the Bahad, that our Gemara is mutter because Yesh Asara.
It's still not during Leibim.
Yesh Asara Achim. Very good. He said Yesh Asara Achim, so then it's not a problem. That's the deal, but we have to come back. Let's first is, right now we're just looking at Tosfos superficially. Those are trying to explain how the Gemara Brachos is on one end and Gemara Sot on the other end. What's the difference? It's either they say the Gemara Sot, which Asur is B'kol Rab, and here's B'kol Nach, but not. Or the Gemara Sot, which Asur, that's talking about, we need you for the minion. Here we don't need you for the minion. Or Tarot's number three, Od, Tirei Talfasi, Shiny Rav Sheshes, for Rasu Amrasahu. Tarot's number three is the Riff. And who else gives this Tarot? The Rambam. And these three all appear again in Tosfos and Brachos, that the heter here is because it's Tarasum Nasa. That's mutter. The Gemara again, a technical, formal answer. The Gemara Sota says it's Asur. It's most people have to pay attention, not talk and learning. If you're Tarasum Nasa, then the Isser and Sota does not apply. So here's three possible chilukim between the Gemara in So Brachas on one hand and the Gemara on Sota on the other hand, and Tosfos signs off for a little editorial comment. Anonymous Stabrolon ki hai terutza. The whoever's writing Tosfos and Brachas, the Rabbeinu Yehuda Sir Leon, whoever it is, see he is near a low, like the third teretz, like the teretz of the rip of the Rambam, that Tarasso Naso, the Gemara on Sota doesn't apply. Yeah.
What's the point of the middle step of the
He's trying to explain. Again, we're trying to figure out a pshat in the Gemara and Brachas. We have a Gemara and Sota that says Asul Asaper. The Gemara and Brachas here says Mutter. So Tosis is trying to knock some sense into the Gemara and Brachas. He says it must be this, that, the other thing. Now they're bothered though, as we'll see in Sota why they're bothered. They're bothered, but if the point is it was a low voice. The point is Asar Acherim. If the point is Tarasa Raso, so why would bother to mention anything about Mahadrape? Where does that fit in? Because as we're going to see in Tosfos and Sota, as you all saw, one Terutzim in Tosfos and Sota is that's exactly the point. It was Mutter because he's Mahadrape. So then we understand very well. The Gemara Brachas is giving you, it mentions Mahadrape to tell you that that's the Chiluk. But if you're going to tell me that's not the relevant chiluk, and the reason why it's mutter is not because of Mahadrape, then you ought to explain, so then why is the Gemara bothered to mention? Do we care whether he was wearing a green bekisha or a purple bekisha? No. So why do you care which way he was facing? Why is that relevant? I'm sure he did a lot of things. It doesn't even tell you what he was learning. It says Doris. So why did it bother to tell you what his position was?
So presumably there's some significance to that. So if you say, like the Tosfos and Sefer is going to suggest, that is the Teretz, that's why it's Mutter, so great. But if not, then what's the point? What's the point? So Tosfos here suggests, he made the point is Adrab, that even Mahadir Ape is Mutter, and it fits well, and that explains, if you read the Tosfos sensitively, that he's trying to explain, as the Vilna Gaon does, the Vilna Gaon has a, Liron showed me, the Chidush Be'uri Agra, the Likud of the Gron, Brachas, they have another Teretz, and the Gaon was also sensitive. He's very bothered. How does this Gemara of Mahadir Api Vigaras fit into the context of leaving Bengarva Lagarva? What's the Kesher? So it could be a Tosis and Brachas already is sensitive to that. They're saying that's exactly the point of Mahadir Api. The reason why this din is quoted here is to tell you, not to tell you they're allowed to learn in the middle of laning. That's really a Sota topic. Here we're talking about leaving in the middle of laning. So Tosfos says, the reason why this snippet, this Maisa of Sheshes is quoted here, is to tell you a side point, that he was Mahadir Ape. Even that he was Mahadir Ape in order to learn, he wanted to be able to focus, and still that was Mutter. Even though he's Mahadir Ape is not the same as leaving. But that's how it fits into the Gemara here. The Gemara says, then Gavril Gavril is Mutter, and Psukim not sure, and then Mahadir Ape is also Mutter. If you're not actually going to leave, you're just going to turn around, that's Mutter. Tosfos says, that's very nice, but we haven't dealt with the underlying, the larger question, which is, but how could you learn in the middle of laning? So that's really, that's the Sota topic, that's what Tosfos brings into Sota. But here we're just talking about leaving in the middle of laning. So that's what, so it fits very nicely, that Mahadir Ape is the hook, not for the learning angle, but the hook for the whole story. Once we have the story, we need to address it in light of the Gemara of Sota. Let's move on to some more tirutz, and then we'll take some more questions. Let's move to Tosfos and Sota. Let's put that up on the board as well. Tosfos says, Kevon, let's take a look at the, let's read, look at what we have the Gemara open, let's look through the Gemara in Sota, and then we'll move to Tosfos. Here's the third line, the smack in the middle of the Dukhanin Sugya. The Dukhanin Sugya runs here like 2-3 blocks. Very pretty Gemara. And a lot, even the it's not even so many blot of Dukhanin, even within that, some of the Gemaras deal with other issues. A lot, some deem the overlap between Duchening and Laning. So here on the top of the Lama Tesla and Aleph in the third line, again, if you don't have a Gemara, please find some, a neighbor to look on. Here's Gemara. Amar Rav Bar Huna. Shenifdach Sefer Torah, again, the Gemara in the third line, Lama Tesla and Aleph. Once we open the Sefer Torah, Asur L'Saper, I feel a bit Dvar Halacha. You can't talk, even in learning, you can't talk. When they opened the Sefer Torah, this is Nehemiah, talking about one of the famous, one of the first really recorded instances of Kriyas HaTorah. As soon as they opened the Sefer Torah, Amdu Kol Am. What does that mean? It means they all stood? No. Gemara says that's not what it means. Ein Amida El Shtika. Amida doesn't mean to physically stand, it means to stop talking, to be quiet. Shenemah HaKaltik Eloi Daber Ki Amdu Lo Anu Oth.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
No, they
weren't davening. They had a big public gathering, and then they got up to lane as part of the part of a Musar movement, as part of a Tshuva Drasha. So, when they got up to lane, everyone quieted down. Or maybe Nechrami, maybe they were talking about the same as Segala. I don't know. So, but Al Kapadim says there is a Chumrah, the Maram Rutenberg has such a Chumrah, which is a Chumrah. The Rush himself did not do this. But the Maram Rutenberg had a Chumrah to actually physically stand during laning. So some stand and some sit. But in the Ikra Adin, the Gemara says, where this Pasuk says, physical Am Nikol Am, the Ikra Adin doesn't mean physical Amida, it means Shtika. And then the Gemara has another Pasuk. The first one was Rav Bar Avunas. Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Chista, says a different Pasuk. Mehacha. Va'aznei, in the same discussion in Nehemiah, va'aznei kala amil sefer ha'Torah. Everyone's ears were focused on the sefer ha'Torah. Good. The two psukim from Nehemiah, they both indicate that you shouldn't be talking during laning. Even bedvar halacha. It says Tosfos kevan shenifta sefer Torah aslo saper afilu bedvar halacha frek Tosfos makshinan miperek hamad debrachas. We asked. Everyone asked. Even Riff is very bothered. Gaon very bothered by this question. This is a case where even the Gaonim and the Rif and the Rambam are not content to say a machlok sasugis, and everyone's trying to give some sort of dialectic approach. Makshim and Perakam and the Brachas. The Rav Shesh, our Gemara brachas. Our Rav Shesh has a hadar ape the garas. Rav Shesh, the Gemara says, Rav Shesh was turning around and learning. Inu b'dedum and b'didan. So what's the pshat? U'matzir l'meimar the mahadar ape shiny. The Tosa says maybe the difference is. The reason why I was mutter is exactly that. Because he was Mahadar Ape. He turned around, so Mela wasn't dust. Okay. Okay. It's a possibility. Inami. I'm sorry. The Isser is only the Gemara so the Torah case where the guy is facing, you're part of the Tzib, you're facing the Sefer Torah, and then you're learning, and you're talking. So that's not right. But if you turn around, it's going to be mutter. We'll have to think about why these Tzibs make sense. So what's Teretz number 5, though? The second Teretz in Tosas. Sota, something very fascinating. Inami, Tosas here, it's interesting, Tosas here is looking for clues in the Gemara and Brachas. More than the Tosas and the Brachas is. Tosas and Brachas is just giving suggestions. Tosas and Sota is looking to the, it's odd, because it's Shlomo and Kovo, is looking to the, that's one line of Gemara and Brachas. What word, what phrase in this Gemara is a tip-off? So either it's the fact that it's Mahadra Ape, or the fact that it's Rav Sheshes. The first two words. Rav Sheshes. What do we know about Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes shiny mishum to have him Ma'ari Naim, who's blind. A euphemism. Ma'ari Naim. His eyes were lit up. Bahava Pata Mikriya. So he was Pata from Kriya Satora. Why? Mishum to have a drum. Shibichsavi Tarashai. Barman Al Peh. The Kotar Shibichsav. You can't say Bal Peh. The male, he was the eligible to lane. He wasn't eligible to lane because lane needs to be mitoch haksav. That's the ultimate expression. Even if you're going to the ultimate expression of the din that dvarim shebichsav to be bichsav and dvarim shebapeh to be bapeh is when they're handed over, when the divrei Torah handed over, that they have to be handed over in the proper format. So kriyas to do kriyas haTorah mitoch bapeh would be totally untenable. So if you're a suma, so you're categorically incapable of the whole point of Kriyas HaTorah, you're out of the parsha. You're a summa, so you have no shaykhus to Kriyas HaTorah. To make your pater, you're not even mechiv to listen. Apparently, the ikar chiyav, the chiyav begins as a chiyav kriya. They came into pater mikriya, since you're not mechiv to go up and lane, I feel b'shash shemiyah, hayachal lasak b'dvar alachas. So the mele, he's like, he's not a mechiv b'dvar at all. He's not mechiv at Kriyas HaTorah. Not mechuyev in the whole din darbanan, the takanas Moshe, the takanas Ezra of Kriyas HaTorah. So the mele yochel asik b'dvar alachas. So he had no problem. So he was able to learn. That's his. So why Tosas tell us here? But Ari Nayim, say like it is. He was a suma, and therefore he was pater from Kriyas HaTorah. He was a suma, he was pater from Kriyas HaTorah. That's why he was. That's why he was learning. Oh, and Givaldic. And then the Tosas and Sota continues in their Mahala of feeding things into the words of the Gemara Brachas. Behind the Gemara, Anan Bididan. What's Anan Bididan? We do our thing, they do their thing. Not, I'm a Talmud Chacham, so I don't touch Rav Peh. No, I'm blind. He wasn't puffing himself up. He said, I can't, this is not my mitzvah. Everyone else, they can do this mitzvah, but this mitzvah isn't shayach to me. I'm blind. So I have to do my Torah my way. And I'm Bididan, I am a Talmud Chacham, Divrei Halach, I know. Dvarim Dal Peh. I can only, I'm going to focus on Torah Shema Peh. The Inu B'Dinu, Dvarim Shema Tzav.
Why does he have to turn away?
I'm sorry?
Why does he have to turn away? It's not the Torah that we describe.
Oh, okay, so in this second Torah, he doesn't explain why you're turning away. But let's hold off for a moment. Again, why would that happen? The first Torah and Tosas and Sota, Had Api is
kind of like quasi
Nabi.
Kind of like
Again, so keeping your eyes, no pun intended, keeping your eyes on this sideshow of how you understand the Mahadra Ape. So the Gina Tosas and Baratha said, Chai Mahadra Ape is Limarotze, it's Mutter. Despite the fact of Mahadra Ape, you should have said it's a problem of designing us, like leaving the Sefer Torah, still Mutter. Tosas in the first Teretz and Sota says exactly the opposite, that
That's why it's mutter. The whole heter is because you're machzer panav, so therefore you're not paradise related to what's going on. Let's finish Tosin and we'll take more questions. Miu mistabra compares to Rebbeinu Chananel. He Tosis ends up saying he thinks the most mistabra is like Rebbeinu Chananel. The same as Tosis and Brachas. Both Tosis and Sotah and Brachas vote for what we're calling here Teretz number 3, which Tosis quoted in Brachas as a riff. We saw it to Rambam as well. And here Tosis and Sotah is quoted as Rebbeinu Chananel. These happen to be three names that tend to move together a lot. The Rambam tends to follow the riff of Rebbeinu Chananel. So that threesome all say this Teretz. Mistabra compares Rebbeinu Chananel. The Pirish Hassan. Dafka says Tosin Sotar of Shesh is a Kyosabel. Dafka of Shesh is not because of Shesh physically was blind, but because of Shesh as well as Tosum Rasto.
Does that fit also to
Rav Shesh
and to Aram
Bedidan? Right. Either way, it's something about Shesh. Take a look inside. Tosin says, but we Haidna, Rabbah Sphere. We follow Rava. So Paratos assume there are no Tarasum Nassos around any longer. The Rambam does seem to think there's such a thing as Tarasum Nasso, because Rambam quotes, Tarasum Nasso is one who Torah is his profession. Imamish learns Yom Valayla. As we move on with Sabbath Brachas, we'll come across some other instances of Tarasum Nasso.
The Rambam
is
the biggest.
Wait, didn't Rambam say you're not supposed to do that?
You're asking well. So I don't want to yet get totally involved in Tarasso Mnasso. It's going to come up later in the Masechta. The Gemara is going to talk about what is Tarasso Mnasso, how much of a Chi of Kriya Shema does he have. So maybe we'll pick up more in terms of how you would define Tarasso Mnasso. Does it mean that you don't work for a living? Or does it just mean that the person is extremely meticulous about his learning, extremely careful about his learning time? And if you keep in mind, we saw this Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, says when he talks about how a person is set up his learning schedule. Rambam says, understands the Gemara Kiddush Kipshuto, you have to divide your learning time into 3/3, a third for Mikra, a third for Mishra, a third for Talmud. Then he gives an illustration. So for example, you have a guy, of course, works for a living. So he works for 3 hours a day, says Rambam. So he has only 9 hours a day to learn, because he's already working 3 hours a day. So after 12 hours a day, he only has 9 hours a day left. Now look, Rambam's Baal Bas. He only can learn for 9 hours a day. So he'll spend 3 hours learning Tanakh.
But once he knows them, he doesn't have
3 hours learning Mishnah, and 3 hours learning Talmud.
Once he knows Torah Mishnah, he doesn't have to learn Torah Mishnah.
That's true. But so my point is, Rambam isn't assuming that the Rambam isn't saying everyone needs to work for at least 13 hours a day. Rambam is saying that everyone needs to work for a living.
He says that learns all day.
Also, Torah Tamin. Okay, so we'll have to.
Torah Tamin. Also, Torah Tamin. No, because you always consider it's like the Birchas Torah. You always consider. Also, Torah means Torah is always in the back of your head. It's always there.
Yeah, this is a very good question. I don't want to jump into fully of how the Rambam how the Rambam deals with the Torah Tamin also, but two thoughts. Number one, a simple teretz is. The Rambam isn't employing the value of hard work. He's employing the value of not making money off of your learning. So if a guy is independently wealthy, or if a guy makes a killing in the market, or the guy manages a hedge fund for 3 years and then has the omitz ruach to pull out and say, I can now support myself, I'm now done for. So as long as the person is, the Rambam wasn't pushing the need to work. The Rambam was opposed to supporting yourself through your Talmud Torah. So Mimela, so that's point number one. It's entirely likely you can have someone who's independently wealthy and says, I'm not going to work even more, I have what I need, and now I'm going to focus just on learning. Number two, which again, now is not the time to be Marek B'davar, because we've taken us a little bit far afield now, but you take a look at the Rambam at the end of Shemitah V'Yovel, he does make reference to the Shita of Shem Bar Yochai. As the Gemara later in Brachas is going to talk about the machlokas of Yishmael and Shem Bar Yochai as to how you're supposed to balance learning and working. So the Gemara says that we should have, seems like the standard approach should be Yishmael, that you should learn and work. But Shem Bar Yochai from the cave, so he was a believer in Torah only. Mamish, Torah only. That would be called Torah only. Torah only, Mamish. So the Rambam may have made a place at the end of Shemitah of Yovel for Rashbi. It's definitely not going to be the approach for the masses,
But there's a lot of discussion, Brisker Rav and others, about does Rambam have any place for such an approach? So again, now is not the time to get more involved in this, but suffice it to say, we saw in the last sugya that the Rambam thinks such a person doesn't exist anymore, he doesn't mention him. Ksherim. The Rambam thinks that Ksherim, there are no Ksherim anymore, so he doesn't even quote it as a hypothetical din. Whereas here he does, so by the Rambam was assuming they could have a mitzis of Tarasim Nasib Bezman Azeh, where Tosus thinks, in Kazeh. There's Maha'idna, that's his language. Ha'idna. Nowadays, we follow Rav. I mean, nowadays, in theory, there used to be such a thing in Torah Sam Naso, back in the old days. But nowadays, we don't have such a thing. Let's finish Tosus. Ha'idna Karavah Svirulan, the Amar Rava came as Yiftach Sefer Torah, said to the Gemara in Soto. The Haidav Mahadar Ape, I wisely turn around. Now, a third time, for a third time, the Baya Tosus address, what's this turning around business? It doesn't have to do with Taras, we went back to Taras and Nasso now. The first three terms appear in Tosis in Brahma. The last three terms appear in Tosis in Sota. The overlap is this terms. Now come back here. So what's going on with the Mahadrape? What's going on with the Mahadrape? The Haidav Mahadrape, the very end of Tosis in Sota, Yesh Lomar. It's not Urcha de Milsa. What's Urcha de Milsa? Right. Derech Eretz. It's not Derech Eretz to be involved in learning when everyone else is trying to listen to Kriyas Torah. But O Chain Asukin Bishmias Torah. Everyone else is involved in listening to the Torah, and you're going to Hadrape. That's not what makes it Mutter. That's not the Matir of the Asur L'Safra. The Matir Asur L'Safra Torah So Naso. But you did it.
Is the sukim a focus version?
I'm sorry?
That's the sukim. They're sukim.
You shouldn't get yourself totally involved.
No. Yeah, I'm saying, like, because everyone else is involved.
Okay, yeah, could be. Everyone is focused on one thing, and you're obviously focused on something else. Not Derek, it's not nice, it's not polite.
No, he says focus. He says focus. Everyone else is focusing.
Right.
He's focusing on the fact that everyone else is focusing.
Okay.
So that's because this is like active.
That could be. We'll have to come back to that to put that point in abeyance for now. So again, what do we have? Number one, what we have five terutzim. Number two, you already see an interesting sideline. And there are three different approaches to how to read the Mahadrape. And it's in a scale. On the one hand, you could say that that's the Matir. On the other extreme, Terence number one, Tosfos and Brachos was saying that really that's a reason lesser. That's the reason why Pirs and Brachos to begin with. That's a reason lesser in Lamarota, despite the fact that Mahadrape still would use Mahadrape for his own personal reasons. He used Mahadrape to be able to learn better. But even though Mahadrape still wasn't a violation of the Gemara and Brachos, of Yitzhiya Bashas Pir Satara. Tosis, the beginning of Tosis and Sota was saying exactly the opposite. That's what makes it not a problem for Asur L'Safra. And then you have the in-between approach, intermediate approach, is what Tosis says at the end, not the Matir, but there was a good reason to do it. So why was he Mahadrapa? Either to learn better, or else there are ferrets, or to be Matir, the Asur L'Safra. Three reasons. They seem to align themselves in a very neat scale. But like we were talking before, so what needs to be dealt with, though, is, which we'll begin to open this discussion now, we only have a little bit of time, so what's going on here? So what's really going on here? For example, so let's ask a couple of simple questions. The most obvious question is like this. Well, why are all these things mutter? The Gemara and Sota says you're not allowed to. Also, the two psukim in Nechemiah, they indicate that you're not allowed to talk during laning. So Tosa says, well, but in these cases it's mutter. So Tosa says over here, okay, so Benachas, there's no bitul kriya satara. There's no, you're not going to disrupt anyone. What's the significance? As I assume, to the significance that he's punted for kriya satara. What's the significance of Mahadrape? Mahadrape, there for what? Therefore what?
You don't get disturbed.
Yisrael there for what? Yisrael Sarah Achirim there for what?
Just to turn away so you don't get...
So tell me. Fresh hands, fresh voices. Yes, your Browns?
Therefore you don't get close to the morning.
Which one? Which text are you talking about?
The third one.
The third. Rasa Nasa is saying...
Wait, does that also apply to the original?
Why you turn away?
You don't have to listen to the lane. Therefore, you can focus on Torah.
He's the number four.
What causes that? So Taurus and Nasa is clearly means therefore you don't pull the lane. Yeah? How about Yesh Asar Acherim? The first attempt of the Bahag. The rift, the toast going for the rift of the Bahag. Yeah, what would you say? What would you say? Ralph?
I'm going to ask him if my answer would go to any of them, just that he doesn't. If the Torah is opening, you're doing something else, you're saying what you're doing is better than the Torah. But if you turn away, that just means there's more like a chase, and you go for whatever reason, I've heard laying already. Or... But I don't understand why is he there to begin with.
So you're saying that Mahad Rapa is Monea, the Monea the Zilzal. It gets rid of the Zilzal problem. It's not a lack of Kabbalah Torah, I'm sure. Well, I'm taking myself away from it. Yeah, what else? Shai Chester, okay, so excited.
Okay, so for number two, the fact that there's already 10 people, it shows that you're not necessary, because you need at least 10 people in the meeting to be listening, or for it to be a meeting listening to Torah. So the fact that there's already 10 means that it's not necessary for you specifically to be listening to it. Yeah. As part of the meeting. Shri
Chimlo, Rak, Bad. You're right, it's only one type of keyboard. Okay. So now, one second. So now let's try to take it a step back. So let's just translate this into Sota terms. So why is that normally I'm not allowed to speak? Asul Saper. So either it's Asul Saper if I'm called up, or it's Asul Saper if there aren't 10 people, or it's Asul Saper if I'm not sure some Nasser. So Asul Saper if I'm facing a group to say the Torah, or it's Asul Saper if I'm not one. So why is it that the Asul Safar? Because each of these terms is an exception. It explains why the underlying Nisr doesn't apply. So what's the underlying Nisr? What would you say?
I mean, there's one for
five. Well, let's go in order.
Okay, yeah.
Number one,
because the Chiz Rock, on 10 is only for 10. There's 10 people listening. Therefore, you're on Chiz.
One second. Soda is an...
You're
jumping steps. You are dealing with the question of why is the guy not listening to Lainey, which we'll have to come back to.
Fine,
but right now, I'm just trying to understand what Tosis is. Tosis is giving five possible chilukim. You do the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara in Sota. You look at Tosar Rosh and Sota, in Brachas rather. Look at Tosar Rosh and Brachas. He makes a little bit clearer that the proper way to look at this, the best, most effective perspective, which we've been using throughout, is. You start with the Gemara in Sota, that's the basic answer, and the Gemara in Brachas is giving an exception. The Gemara in Brachas might be relevant for other things also, but in terms of the relation between the two Gemaras, Sota is the core answer, and Brachas is a detail within Gemara and Sota. Sota says Aser, Brachas, well, sometimes it's Mutter. So what's the underlying, what's the Yisoda Iser in the Gemara
disturb,
in Sota?
You don't disturb, you make sure that you're talking will not disturb 10 people, or cause that there are 10 people not hearing.
Okay, Sholabato, according to number two, what's the point of the Isser in Sota? Why can't you talk?
Shia Minyan.
Okay. Nachon? Atet HaShoshi? Tagit, Birit?
Third?
Yeah.
Both.
Now it starts to get a little bit funny. So if you say it's not Sarasso, not so. It's not so. If you coin the first two are pretty easy. The first tarot is saying benachat, meaning the iser is bakal ram. The iser is givavat the leini. You're not allowed to disrupt the leini. If you're quiet, do what you want, but don't. That's how some people have that attitude, right? As long as you don't disrupt the shears, you do what you want. That sounds like that. The whole iser in of the Gemara and Sota, according to the first tarot, is don't disrupt the leini. The iser according to the second tarot sounds like make sure that you have the leini. Okay. The Isser, according to the third Teretz, if you're not Terasso Mnasso, I don't know, that's pretty wide open. Okay. So for that, let's come back. Because you have to figure out why Terasso Mnasso is a Matir. What does Terasso Mnasso do that changes things?
What is this question answering? What's the question?
We
said, why can't
you
talk?
Right. In other words, Tosis has five different... Shatim, and what's special about the case in Brachas that Rav Shesh is allowed to violate the Gemara and Sotas? Tosas has five different possibilities. He was allowed to do it because he was blind, because he was Tarasam Nasa, because he was quiet, whatever it was. That's why the Gemara and Sotas didn't apply. They're saying, take a step back. What does it tell you about the underlying Issa?
it's mutter to do it in a soft voice, because the whole issa is only shol about the kriyas Torah. It's mutter to do it in the tent of the people. The whole issa is only make sure that you have a minion. It's mutter to do it if you're mahadra afe,
because number four, apparently the whole issa is only
shum kvod haTorah.
Right. But now we're left with Gimel and Hay. So what does Hay tell you? What does Hay tell you? Hay is what? That he was part of from Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore he was allowed to talk. So now think. So what does that tell you? So what's the pshat in the Gemara in Saita? What's the pshat in the Gemara in Saita? Normally, if you're not a Suma, you're not allowed to talk because
you need to be outside.
Oh. But what we're expecting the whole time, finally, is you're not allowed to talk today. Lishmoa, Kriyas HaTorah, V'yetzei, Nidei Chovasa. You're not allowed to talk because, well, you shouldn't sleep all day because otherwise you're going to miss all the mitzvahs. Don't go to sleep at 4 o'clock in the afternoon because you're going to miss Ma'ariv, you're going to miss Kriyashma. That makes sense. Don't talk in the middle of lightning, you're going to miss the mitzvah of lightning. So all of a sudden here, Tosus finally says what we've been waiting for all along. The question that bothered us when we first read the Gemara is, what happened to lightning? So the last teretz, the second that we saw, which is the second teretz number 5, the second teretz, Tosus and Sota, finally directly addressing that. Inachanami, you're Nihimachuk, listen to lightning. Rosheshu was blind. See, he was putter. Fine. If you have a non-Jew in shul, Namachik listen to Laning. So he wants to read a book during Laning. He says, hey, Namachik listen to Laning. If you have a 3-year-old in shul, Namachik listen to Laning. Jew or non-Jew. So let him read a book. That's fine. So Urav Sheshes was an adult Jew, but he was a Summa. See, Namachik is like Tosis develops the Achidish. That a Summa, a blind person, is putter from Laning Lagamre, since he couldn't be the Kore. Therefore, he's not even mechuyev l'shmola. Oh, so he's taka pater. So he's the one guy. So you do whatever you want to. You're not mechuyev to listen. But what emerges, just working back, just logically working backwards, is that normally you are mechuyev to listen in order to be yotzei. So now what becomes so surprising is the fact that no one else said that. So what's taka the pshat? Why did no one else say that? Why taka did no one else say that? Why talk to no one else say that?
Maybe you don't have to be able to.
What?
Maybe it's not you that had to be able to.
What do you mean? Say. So, say. You want to say? Creation? Oh, very good. Tosis, excellent. The Gemara and Sota, those two psukim, that's what I was hoping you would be sensitive to the reading of the Gemara. The two psukim are very different. Excellent. One is, Oz the Ha'amel Sefer HaTorah. Second part is, they were listening to the Sefer Torah. That you can't talk because everyone was listening. The first one, Kefes Ma'am Nikolam. When they opened Sefer Torah, everyone stopped talking. So the first pasuk sounds like, as it's not right to talk when they're trying to lay. It's not right. The second pasuk is from the fact that you need to listen. You need to listen. Good. So most of these, most of these terutzim really are focusing on the fact that what's going to happen if I'm going to talk, so then it's going to be a zilzal. It's like it's nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah per se. It's a technical problem. So which ones are technical? Which ones, I should say, are zilzal? This is Zilzal. This might be Zilzal. The fourth parrot, that you have to turn your face away so it's not inappropriate. If you're going to face towards the Kriyas HaTorah, there's going to be a lack of Kavod HaTorah. What happened to Lane? What happened to Laning? The very nice. So there won't be a lack of Kavod HaTorah, but you still have been Yosei Laning. What happened to your Laning? So who has the Chiyuv?
The
Tzibur. Where do you see that? Which Teretz shows you the key to explain most of the Teretz? Number two, exactly. The Rif B'Shem Bahad, and if there are 10 other people there, then out. So what does that mean? That Teretz is really showing you that what you care about is the Chiyuv, Kriyas HaTorah,
shall rob him. The idea that we've been dancing around the whole time, that the that it's not that I need to hear, this is an important idea that we need to understand, and we're going to pick up with some more tomorrow. Let's talk now for another 2-3 minutes, and we'll go upstairs. That the Zechi of Kriyas HaTorah is not me. Who is the Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah on? We're going to have to develop this more. This deserves this idea deserves a lot more development. But to say very briefly, we have to show why it makes sense. But to say very briefly, you look in the Rambam Hilchos, and when he talks about tzedakah and matnas aniyim, he talks about the mitzvah every Jew has to give tzedakah, and then he says there's an idea of the tzibur giving tzedakah. But as a tzibur, you have a kupa. You have the community has a communal structure through which we give out tzedakah. Lo matzino, we never have found a Jewish kahal that didn't give out tzedakah communally. Which means, as you, a pattern that you find with many mitzvos, that the mitzvah can appear in one of two ways. You could do the mitzvah as an individual, or you could do the mitzvah as a community. The tzibur could do the mitzvah. You have it perhaps by tefillah, the tefillah b'lachash, and the tefillah satzibur, the chadaras hashatz, and so on and so forth. See, here also, you could look at the chiyuv kriyas haTorah as a chiyuv that every Jew has to hear. Elamai, one of the technical conditions, you have to have a minyan. You have to have a sefer Torah. You have to have a minyan. But really, I have a chiyuv to listen to kriyas. Every Jew has a chiyuv to listen to kriyas haTorah. If I don't have a minyan, I don't have the tools. Like if I don't have an esrog. If I live in Siberia, I'm a chiyuv in esrog, just I don't have the tools. So anos rachman apatred. So if you could say kriyas haTorah the same way. It's my every Jew has this mitzvah. If I don't have a minyan or we don't have a sefer Torah, so I'm others. I don't have the tools I need to do the mitzvah. But really, I am a chayyim. Alternatively, what you could say, no, is that it's not at all. It's not a separate chayyim on the yachid. What it is perhaps that the Moshe and Ezra masaking a chayyim talmud Torah barabbim. Or some other, or how are you going to explain what Kriyas HaTorah is about? Is it about Talmud Torah? Is it about reenacting Matan Torah? But it was a chiyuv on the Rad, that a tzibur, when you have a tzibur has this chiyuv. When you have a yachid, no such chiyuv. So we still need to explain why it is, which we'll have to pick up with tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to try to do another one to explain, okay, but we might say you have a tzibur here. If there are 11 people in the room, so we do have a tzibur. So now we're all mechayev and leining. But still, we have to delve a little bit further into understanding what it means to have a chovas hatzibur. But suffice it to say, that the last tarot seemed to be assuming that the chiyuv is on every individual. Therefore, you need to listen. Presuming the fact that almost all the other tarotsim aren't bothered by that, probably relates to the fact that they're feeding off of tarot number two, that it's only a chovas hatzibur, and somehow we still don't understand why. If it's a chovas hatzibur, even when there is a tzibur, I can get away without listening. We'll have to figure out how that works by trying to understand more of the idea of a chovas hatzibur. We're meeting now upstairs and in.
404.
One last question before we go, not relevant to the shir, but relevant to us, which is Ian Bechina.